Happy New Year, everyone! This is another special edition of Harry Norman Speak 50, wishing you all a wonderful 2026. We are kicking off the new year here at the Harry Norman Show in a very different way, with news that almost too good to be true. Headlines we wish were real, but let's face it, they never will be. It's all satirical today. All in good fun, and of course paired with some great music. By the way, my name is Harry Norman, and don't forget, next week season 4 officially begins with the very first charts of 2026. And here's now our first news from Tennessee. The Nashville City Council has finally solved the traffic problem. Starting today, all pickup trucks are banned from downtown area. Instead, tens of thousands of donkeys were distributed to citizens overnight. Experts say traffic is moving significantly slower now, but the air is much cleaner. There's just one tiny problem. The car horns now sounds like a hearty hee-haw. But guess what? The music industry has already reacted. Dolly Parton has already recorded the sound in the studio, put a heavy beat under it, and what can I say? It sounds like their next global number one hit. Talk about giving the term country stable a whole new meaning.
And a liquor still. Got a big tackle box full of jigs and spanners. A damn sure can make them dance. A John Boat, a Zebco, and 12 beers, good and cold. Lord, they ain't got a chance. Cause I'm Southern fried like chicken on Sunday. Southern fried like laying in the shade. Southern fried, I ain't got much, but I know a damn sure got it made. Me rest his soul, I'd earn an honest dollar in the whole row. All he ever needed when the ground got tough, a little backbone and a dip of snow. My little missus called her sweet sugar precious, she knows how to keep a man fit. Out on the town, if a boy comes around, you'll see a man get ripped. Cause I'm Southern fried like chicken on Sunday. Southern fried like laying in the shade. Southern fried, I ain't got much, but I know a damn sure got it made. I'm a redneck, blue blood, white trash cut above. I ain't never been afraid. Good wife, living that simple life, couldn't ever make me trade. With a man in a suit and tie, living that city life with money he'll never see. Shotguns and coon dogs, kicking them bullfrogs, that's the life for me. Cause I'm Southern fried, chicken on Sunday. Southern fried, sipping shine in the shade. Southern fried, I ain't got much, but I know a damn sure got it made. Sunday, Southern fried, sipping shine in the shade. Southern fried, I ain't got much, but I know a damn sure got it made.
Thank you. the sundown in the back of a car slumped down on my seat, waiting for sundown on the side of the road parked on Baker Street, waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown. Waiting for sundown to see a new Z3 just blow right by me. Waiting for sundown to hear the sound of your leather boots hit the street. Waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown. The sun is down, you're not around. This jealous town says you're lying to me. You're on the phone calling me from home, and you're alone, not lying to me. The sun is down, I'm not feeling around. The guilt is so loud, it's killing me. Back seat's down, he's been driving me around. He's kissing me now. Oh, the liar liars me, and I've been waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown. Waiting for sundown in the back of a car slumped down on my seat. Waiting for sundown to see a new Z3 just blow right by me. Waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown. The sun is down, you're not around. Jealous town says you're lying to me. You're on the phone calling me from home, and you're alone, all lying to me. The sun is down, I'm not feeling proud. The guilt is so killing me. Back seat's down, he's been driving me around. He's kissing me now, and the liar lies me. And I've been waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown, waiting for sundown.
Moving on to our next surprise career twist, country superstar Morgan Wallen has officially opened a chain of barbershops. His promise to the public, every single customer leaves the shop with a mullet, whether they want or not. The first branch in Nashville is reportedly already booked, solid until 2027. Now, as much as I love country, I have to confess, I would pass on the mullet. Personally, I was huge fan of the hairstyle of my husband during the first 3 seasons of his series. Now, that is a look I would choose any day.
Mm-hmm. get my way with my Justin boots and my Miss Me jeans, my favorite wet and wild lipstick, number 503.
Now for a breaking news story from Germany that would have the whole country celebrating. Following the first major election defeats in March, the German Chancellor has officially stepped down. The nation is breathing a sign of relief, realizing that the savings from his salary alone could probably bail out the entire social welfare system. But don't worry about his future. The American president has already offered the ex-chancellor a new gig, governing Venezuela. The only catch? He has to promise Donald Trump that Venezuela will let the US soccer team win every match. Meanwhile, the former chief of staff, Jens Spahn, didn't last long in his new role. He was fired after his very first official act. He bought $10 million worth of postage stamps, but somehow managed to pay $30 million for them. I guess old habits die hard.
I took out his suitcase, packed all of his clothes, wrote her a note and stuck it in between the folds. Opened up the window and threw everything out. Watched as it collided with the concrete below. Oh, his beds. Oh, they're all packed with my tears. But I no longer worry, 'cause he's her problem now. And my baggage now belong to her. Oh, I hope she can sort it out, 'cause he's her problem now. His personal items and all bedroom set are scattered on the front yard like lawn ornaments. Put up a big sign for all the neighbors to see. To the woman who poached my husband for me. Oh, his beds. Oh, they're all packed with my tears. But I no longer worry, 'cause he's her problem now. And my baggage now belong to her. Oh, I hope she can sort him out, 'cause he's her problem now. When she found what I wrote, the ink had wet smears. It finally dawned on her that those were my tears. The note was a thank you for setting me free of all of the shame and all the worries of where he had been and just what he was doing were left in the final tear that smeared my last name. Oh, his beds. Oh, they're all packed with my tears. And I no longer worry, 'cause he's her problem now. And my baggage now belong to her. Oh, I hope he can sort it out, 'cause he's her problem now. Oh, his beds.
out on the west coast, somewhere singing my songs. I bought some paper flowers, real flowers don't last too long. Send my love to flowers, yellow, blue, and green. One for her and one for me, and one for the miles between. Ask my brother Moon, ask my sister Sky, can you give me a reason? Can you tell me why? How'd I get myself out here and leave her way back there? I miss a girl with the true blue eyes and the long strawberry hair. I was singing the old songs that didn't sound right to me. I was playing for money, I should have been playing for free. It was just not working, and I knew that for sure. I was singing for strangers, I should have been singing for her. I asked my brother Moon, I asked my sister Sky, can you give me a reason? Can you tell me why? How'd I get myself out here and leave her way back there? I miss a girl with the true blue eyes and a long strawberry hair. Zipped up my suitcase, I caught the eastbound train. I found a seat, I made up my mind, I knew it was time to change your name. The train ride took forever, I rode 4 hours and hours. She met me at the station, and she was holding those paper flowers. I asked my brother Moon, ask my sister Sky, can you give me a reason? Can you tell me why? How'd I get myself out here and leave her way back there? I miss a girl with the true blue eyes and the long strawberry hair. I asked my brother Moon, I asked my sister Sky, can you give me a reason? Can you tell me why? How'd I get myself out here and leave her way back there? I miss a girl with the true blue eyes and the long strawberry hair. I was out on the west coast, somewhere singing my songs. Bought some paper flowers, 'cause real flowers don't last too long.
Turning to world news, Ukraine has emerged victorious after their long struggle, but it wasn't just the battlefield strength that led to the surrender. No, ladies and gentlemen, President Zelensky reportedly sent a single telegram with a chilling message to Mr. Putin. We have engineered a new virus deadlier than anything you've ever seen. We call it Putebona Deluxe. Surrender now or you will be the first test subject. The result? Putin has officially retired to a monastery in Nepal, where he plans to spend his remaining years as a humble enlightenment monk. I guess some threats are just too deluxe to ignore.
the season's gone, 'cause I've wasted all my dawns on you. So what do I do? Oh, what do I do? I get fucked up just 'cause I'm scared. Love's just another drug I have grown a victim to. So what do I do? Oh, what do I do? All is fair in love and war, so what the hell are we even fighting for? I'm on your front porch begging for my dawn's back. Give my goddamn records and my clothes back, 'cause I'm through. Oh, how I'm through. And by the time she wakes, I'll be halfway to my mama's home. It just dawned on me, life is as fleeting as the passing dawn. And it was my mistake, 'cause she never said a thing about Jesus. I miss my mother's southern drawl and her praying through the walls. Give me my dawn's back. Everything that dies makes its way back. I lost the last July in a heart attack. I need one small victory. Give me my dawn's back. 'Cause everything that dies makes its way on back. I lost the last July. Season's gone, 'cause I've wasted all my dawns on you. So what do I do? Oh, what do I do?
And by the time he wakes, I'll be halfway to my best friend's home. It just dawned on me, life is as fleeting as the passing dawn. I should have told him twice, I believe in something bigger than both of us. I miss going out to bars, shooting stars, not worrying about what's left of us. Ooh, give me my dawn's back. Everything that dies makes its way on back. I lost the last July. Everything that dies makes its way on back. I lost it last July in a heart attack. I need one small victory. Ooh. Just 'cause I'm scared, love's just another drug I have grown a victim to. What do I do? Oh, what do I do?
Through the door with you, the air was cold, but something about it felt like home somehow. And I left my scarf there at your sister's house, and you you've still got it in your drawer even now. Oh, your sweet disposition, my wide-eyed gaze. We're singing in the car, getting lost upstate. Autumn leaves falling down like pieces into place, and I can picture it after all these days. And I know it's long gone, and that magic's not here no more. And I might be okay, but I'm not fine at all. 'Cause there we are again on that little town street. You almost ran the red 'cause you were looking over me. Wind in my hair, I was there, I remember it all too well. Photo album on the counter, your cheeks were turning red.
6 months after the end of the German version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, the mystery has finally been solved. The remains of the missing singer Gil Oferim has have been found. You might remember him from that infamous hotel scandal where he made some, let's say, creative accusations that later turned out to be completely fabricated. Well, in an attempt to rehabilitate his image, he joined the jungle camp. But during his very first challenge, things went south. If he hadn't been searching for his net lake in the middle of a swamp, he might not have ended up as a snack for a female crocodile. The crocodile was later quoted in an interview saying, "I've had indigestions ever since the meal. I honestly don't think he was kosher."
I got some new best friends forever. See, I met them at the bar. guitar and starts writing songs about whiskey and women and getting too stoned. And he got all three at the first show we played. Hometown said, I don't think Jesus done it that way. Boy moves to the city, lives fast and goes hard. Starts chasing the devil through honky-tonk bars. Ignoring the voices in his head that say, I don't think Jesus done it this way.
Our next story features a candidate who is a shoe-in for this year's Darwin Award. A man from Nebraska was determined to get into the Guinness World Records book. His chosen discipline, extreme watching of paint drying. He locked himself in a soundproof room, stared at a freshly painted beige wall, and cut off all distractions. After 48 hours of total stillness, the unthinkable happened. He actually bored himself to death. The coroner concluded that his brain entered a permanent standby mode and simply forgot to tell his heart to keep beating. A record for the ages. Thought he's unfortunately not around to sign the certificate.
Come on with me. Friday night.
Oh yeah, you know I hate driving when it's late. Hey, little girl, why I'm running tonight. You know I hate driving when it's late. Hey, little girl, why I'm running tonight. All right. These clouds are kind of spooky, moving fast and low. Lights coming off the meadow give an eerie glow. Up around the ramp, baby, hit the gas. Slipping in traffic, I'm headed south at last. Up in over the hill now, what did I see? It's red and like a carnival in front of me. Docks on my left, airport on the right. Racing with the planes.
Around.
From Montecito, California, Prince Harry has officially released his 457th self-help book today. The title, I'm Totally Over It. In this 800-page manifesto, he describes in painstaking details exactly how much he no longer cares about the British royal family and how little he thinks about them, except, of course, during the 24 hours a day he spends giving interviews about them. The Paradoxical Repression Committee was so impressed they awarded him the first prize immediately. Harry sent word that he couldn't attend the ceremony as he is currently busy filming a 12-part Netflix documentary about how much he has moved on from his past. Now that's dedication. For those of us who prefer a more musical approach, here are the next two songs.
What do I tell my heart when love says it's over? How can I stop a stream of tears when they fall? I've watched all my dreams come apart in the middle. Sadness surrounds my heart like a wall. At night I lay my head on a big king-size pillow, surrounded by an acre of bed and four walls. And my mind wanders back through a love we've been sharing. Life ain't worth living when there's no love at all. Missing. Love is long gone before the last teardrop falls. I talk to myself like someone still listening. My heart's on its knees with nowhere to crawl. Tell me there's more to love than a heartache. Show me how all these tears make love grow. If loneliness is part of love's fear,
out to go fishing, left Pittsburgh for Erie, the mean little sister of the sea. My father, my brother, and me. We'd heard all the stories of storms without warning, white cap and water spout tales, of waves coming fast and strong when they crash, break the ribs of the big ships of the sea, and drown little boats in the way, drown every little boat in the way. But we weren't afraid, we went out that day, no warnings were made, we went anyway. We sailed to the middle and settled to fishing, walleye, coho, and sea. Said no, we'll fish for another hour yet. But the sky grew dark in the west, darker and darker in the west. It wasn't an hour, the storm had found us, raging and thrashing out. We tried to run but didn't get far. We turned and faced the gale. Oh, we met every wave as it came. We bailed and prayed that the motor wouldn't fail. We battled all night to keep alive in the wind, in the rain, in the gale. Exhausted and pounded, disheartened and dead out of gas. By the light of dawn, little sister had calmed. Her face was as smooth as glass. My brother and me.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for today. You've been listening to the very first Henry Norman Big 50 show on 2026 and the grand final of season 3. But don't you worry, the trail doesn't end here. We will be back in just 1 week to kick off season 4 with the first charts of the new year. I truly hope our satirical look at the world gave you a good laugh to start 2026 on the right foot. Remember, none of it was meant to be taken seriously except for the great music. Please excuse the fact that I wasn't able to announce all the tracks that played this week during this broadcast. Unfortunately, a major computer glitch wiped out those recordings. But I promise you, next week the show will be back to normal and exactly as you know it, with the charts from www.americancountrychart.com on www.deezer.com. I'm Henry Norman, and until next Monday, I say bye-bye.
Yeah, come on down the veranda, for your windows open wide. Take a chance on the midnight dance, 'cause I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your eyes. Yeah, come on down the veranda, there's no need to fix your hair. We'll shake the town, we'll throw windows down, and we'll fly in the midnight air. And we'll fly in the midnight air, and we'll fly in the midnight air, and we'll fly in the midnight air. You know your time has come. You beauty queens come on so clean, but you're missing all the fun. And you're missing all the fun. And you're missing all the fun. And you're missing all the fun. Lovers to try in the midnight wind. You and I in the midnight wind.
Musik macht Menschen unsterblich, aber hinter dem Glanz der Bühne beginnt die Dunkelheit. Machtmissbrauch, Gier, Lügen und Geschichten, die nie ans Licht kommen sollten.
And the shock news this morning is that ex-Beatle John Lennon has been shot dead in New York.
The singer Amy Winehouse has been found dead in her North London flat.
Tatort, Musik, Sex, Crime und Rock'n'Roll.
Hallo, ich bin Malte Asmus und in Tatort Musik, Sex, Crime and Rock'n'Roll gehe ich solchen Geschichten nach. Wir erzählen von den wahren Skandalen der Musikindustrie, von Machtspielen hinter goldenen Schallplatten, von zerstörerischen Beziehungen, von Geld, das Karriere macht und Leben ruiniert. Von Amy Winehouse bis Kurt Cobain, von Betrug und Korruption bis zu Gewalt und Mord.
Shakur was shot 4 times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas.
Wir rekonstruieren, was wirklich geschah und fragen, wer trägt eigentlich die Schuld, wenn Ruhm gefährlich wird? Tatort Musik, Sex, Crime and Rock'n'Roll. Wahre Skandale, echte Verbrechen, Geschichten über Ruhm, Rausch und den Preis dafür, alles zu wollen. Abonniert Tatort Musik am besten schon jetzt im Podcatcher eurer Wahl und folgt uns auch bei TikTok und Instagram. Alle Links findet ihr selbstverständlich in den Shownotes. Wir hören uns.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts aus der weiten Welt der Musik findest du auf meinmusikpodcast.de. Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.